With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a 7-man, 5-woman jury has convicted former President Donald Trump of claims of falsifying business records at his company. He could face 4 years in prison. The former president says the verdict was set from the outset.
But this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
The verdict represents a stunning courtroom reckoning for Trump, who was indicted in 3 other felony cases but wasn't convicted until now. Trump is expected to quickly appeal the verdict. He's being sentenced on July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is assailing Russian attempts to sow discord in democracies with misinformation after hinting the U.S. may allow Ukraine to use American-supplied munitions to strike inside Russia. Blinken says the U.S. is working with other nations to fight Russian misinformation and disinformation.
To develop the collaboration necessarily to effectively deal with misinformation and disinformation, which is a poison being injected into our democracies by our adversaries.
Blinken was in Prague after being in Moldova, where he suggested the U.S. may rescind an unwritten prohibition on Ukraine's use of military weapons for attacks on Russian territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin says such an attack could provoke an escalatory response. The White House is finalizing plans for a U.S.-Mexico border clampdown that would shut off asylum requests and automatically deny entrance to migrants once the number of people encountered by American border officials exceeded a new daily threshold. This is SRN News. Hate crimes charges are dropped against a Christian in Iowa.
Last Christmas, an image of Satan was set up at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple, prompting Michael Cassidy to enter the building and knock it down. He was arrested, and prosecutors decided to charge him with a hate crime against Satanism, to the surprise of many. The hate crimes charge, which carries heavier penalties, has now been dropped in return for Cassidy's decision to plead guilty to a third-degree criminal mischief charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion providers are asking a judge to expand the health exception to Indiana's abortion ban. Planned Parenthood also wants the judge to allow clinics as well as hospitals to provide the procedure. Indiana only allows abortions when the health or life of the woman is at risk. The plaintiffs claim that the health exception is written so narrowly that in practice many doctors won't end a pregnancy even when a woman's condition qualifies under the law. This is SRN News. Authorities have arrested a man allegedly running what is likely the world's largest ever cybercrime botnet, as correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
An international law enforcement team has arrested a Chinese national and disrupted a major botnet that officials say he ran for nearly a decade. Officials say that Yongqi Wang sold access to the 19 million Windows computers he hijacked worldwide, more than 613,000 in the United States, to criminals who used that access to commit a staggering array of crimes that victimized children, threatened people's safety, and defrauded financial institutions and federal lending programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III will take part in his official birthday celebrations in a little over 2 weeks as the monarch eases his way back into public duties while continuing to undergo cancer treatment. More at SRNnews.com.